resurrection of your darling son, Jesus. Father, I pray this morning for every listening ear this morning. I pray that you will anoint and saturate their ears that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I pray that they get clarity, revelation, and understanding as to what this day represents. Father, I pray that they will not leave this place unsaved today, Lord. Let them know that you, Jesus, have made his blood available for the sinner today, Lord God. Father, you said, Jesus said, where sin abound, grace abound even the more. Father, we thank you for your grace in this house today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you for the rhema word that you're going to give today, Father. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. It's so good to see you out this morning. Amen. And I thank the Lord for drawing you to this spot today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that the Lord not only draw you here today, but I even pray that you will allow the Lord to draw you even further and that God will use you. Amen. And whatever burden that you came with this morning, whatever problem or situation you came with this morning, I want to just let you know this morning that Jesus' resurrection anointing is available for you this morning. Whatever life change you need this morning, hallelujah, I want to let you know that it's available in this house today. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to find us again in John chapter 20, starting with verse 1.
First day of the week, coming Mary Magdalene early, went in with yet dark into the sepulchre and see the stone taken away from the sepulchre.
Amen. The first day of the week, that was after the Sabbath. No work was done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why on the Sabbath, Mary did not go to the sepulchre because it was the Sabbath day and no work was to be done. But notice your Bible say on the first day of the week, cometh Mary early in the morning. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of us in here need to get like Mary. Learn to get up early in the morning. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have a philosophy in the world that say the early bird catches the worm.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the first day of the week was also the third day in which Jesus said that he will rise again on the third day. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we find Mary at that grave site on that day. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to other disciples whom Jesus loved and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him.
Amen. The other disciple whom Jesus loved, Peter and John. For those of us in here that study our Bible, we know that the one they call whom Jesus loved was John. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it was Simon and Peter that Sister Mary came running to. Amen.
Amen.
Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple ran outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stopping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes laying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon,
right there, read that verse 5 again.
And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When they begin to roll that stone away, amen? Because you got to understand the stone was there to cover the grave.
Right.
And they looked at the linen clothes that Jesus' body was wrapped in. But they saw those clothes just lying there. Amen. Jesus wasn't there. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Amen. That napkin that was on his head was left someplace else by itself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without a sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth.
Amen. Hallelujah. The two disciples, the Bible says in verse 20, then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Amen. Amen. When they saw those linen clothes laying there and the napkin that was wrapped around his head, I bet they said, it's something like this. He's not there. Why are we going to continue to stay here? Amen. But Mary stood without at the sculpture weeping. You, how many of you ever heard that song, Oh Mary? Why you weeping and why you moaning? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mary, hallelujah, she stood there weeping. And as she went, she stooped down and looked in. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to check things out for yourself. Amen. Sometimes a lot of us, we just fall into all kind of tricks and everything because we don't look around for ourselves. But Mary, she had to look to make sure that her Lord and her Savior wasn't there. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mary was there to anoint his body with spices, as were the custom. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. See, she didn't just go there. You got to understand the custom of the people.
Amen.
The custom of the people was to anoint the dead. She bought her various spices. Amen? To anoint the body of her Lord, but because see, she didn't have the opportunity to anoint his body before that. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But she came bearing the spices, myrrh, so forth and so on, to anoint the body of her Lord and Savior. But when she looked in, she didn't find him there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pick up on verse 12.
And seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She cried when the two angels was just left. How many know that angels are messengers from God? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, they already knew that the people were going to be coming to look.
Amen.
That's why the Lord dispatched his angels to be sitting there to tell them that Jesus was not there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, and also, you have to you got to know, I need you to start reading your Bible for those of you that don't read your Bible. This particular Mary was Mary Magdalene. She had seven demons in her. And Jesus cast seven different demons out of her. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I hate to tell you, but sometimes you all are bound up with demons in you. And I want to let you know today that the power of God is in this place.
Hallelujah.
Whatever condition you have on your body and in your life today, that's not right. I just speak to every demon that's on assignment right now. And I cast you out in the name of Jesus. And I send you back to the pit of hell from which you come. In the name of Jesus. Loose God's people.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to put my hand on you. I don't have to call you out. I speak to the demons in the name of Jesus. And I command you to loose your hold in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, the reason why Mary was there, because Jesus cleaned her up. And how many know that once Jesus cleaned you up, what a change, what a wonderful change that he makes in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me what I say today. Once Jesus changed you, it's a wonderful change.
Hallelujah.
See, Mary was bound up. But Jesus cast seven various demons out of her. And ever since that, she was never the same. She was always Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus.
Hallelujah. You see, Jesus, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, when she turned herself around, the preceding verse say that she stooped down and looked. When she was stooping down and looked, Jesus appeared.
Amen.
But she didn't know that it was Jesus. Like right now, hallelujah, Jesus is appearing. And some of you still looking around dumbfounded. Don't know that Jesus is in the midst. Amen. Looking for some great spectacular phenomenon. Amen. But wherever the body of Christ is, Jesus is in the midst. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that? Jesus is here today. Hallelujah. But she didn't recognize him. Could it be because he arose with a glorified body that she did not recognize? Amen. Hallelujah. His body was not the same. His body was glorified. So she couldn't recognize him.
Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just taking care of the premises. Hallelujah. Then he turned around and said unto him, Do you know where they put my Savior?
Amen.
Where did they take him? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I just looked in his grave and he's not there. Jesus said to her, notice in verse 15, hallelujah, Jesus said to her, Woman, why weepest thou? In verse 20, he says, Jesus said to her, Mary. See, sometimes Jesus got to call your name to get your attention. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The preacher could be preaching to you and Jesus is speaking.
Amen.
But you don't believe it's Jesus. Because you're always looking for somebody to say something right exactly to you.
Amen.
So Jesus had to just turn around and say, Mary.
Yeah.
Then she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
See, when Jesus called your name, that's to get your attention.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know today that Jesus is calling your name? Amen.
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 Jesus is calling your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But you got to have an ear to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Some of you got so much of distractions in your life.
Yes.
And you say you're seeking the Lord, but it's so many distractions. Because you can't hear nothing. Amen. BET is your distraction. MTV is your distraction.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The mall is your distraction.
Amen.
Your mouth become your Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had to call her name to get her attention.
Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came out and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when she recognized Jesus, she wanted to touch him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he told her, back up. Touch me not. Amen.
Amen.
For I'm not ascended unto my Father. But he told her, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and unto my God and to your God. And Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. That same day was evening, being the first day of the week. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we're here today, the first day of the week. Sometimes people get it all caught up. Well, why do we worship on Sunday? Because after what Jesus did, amen, he arose from the grave.
Hallelujah.
On the first day of the week.
Amen.
That's
Hallelujah.
Why we find ourselves
amen.
Having a worship experience today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always give Jesus your first.
Yes, Lord.
Worship him on the first day, amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and just stood in the midst of them and said, peace. Glory to God.
Amen.
Who would want to have that kind of peace? Amen.
Amen.
Notice the Bible says they were assembled together in fear. Amen.
Amen.
Fear was on them, but Jesus came
Amen.
And gave them what?
Peace.
Somebody say peace.
Peace.
Peace. Hallelujah.
Peace.
Can I submit to you today that fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Even if you have peace. I mean fear. Some of you have fear of serving the Lord all the way. Amen.
Amen.
If I serve the Lord all the way, then I won't be able to have fun.
Amen.
Hallelujah, but I tell you today, that's false evidence appearing real. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm having the time of my life serving the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can I get some saints to agree with me today?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I have more peace now.
Yes, Lord.
With
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Than I have without Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Because without Jesus. You have fear that somebody always over your butt. Somebody that'll cut your throat. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when you have Jesus, you have peace. I heard somebody say it like this. No Jesus. N-O. No Jesus. No peace. But K-N-O-W. To know Jesus is to know peace. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we have this worship experience this morning.
Amen.
Because Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And you're going to find us in verse 20.
And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
Amen.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me. Even so, send I you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of that work on the cross wasn't in vain. And all of that work on the cross didn't stop right there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says he showed them his hands. Why did he show them his hands? Because why? They pierced him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says he showed them his side. Amen.
Amen.
Because they did what? They pierced him in the side. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did. You know how sometimes we go through something, we got to tell people, woe is me. They did this and they did that and they get stuck right there. But Jesus didn't get stuck right there. He showed them his hand and his side. Amen. And he moved on. He said unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me. Glory to God. This is the time for you to get ready. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, even so, I send you. Glory to God. Did y'all get that revelation?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As the Father sent Jesus, he came back to the disciples and say, I send you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Great Commission. And we read it every day. Amen. Every time we assemble together, he say, I send you. What did he send them to do? Oh, don't leave me hanging out here today, church. Hallelujah. Don't leave me hanging, church. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say it on the mic? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What did Jesus leave them to do?
Therefore, go and
make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
In other words, don't sit here looking cute. Work.
Amen.
Work. Sometimes after the day when we're looking pretty, we ought to take off these pretty clothes.
Amen.
And put on our servant clothes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Go out in the field.
Yes.
And make disciples.
Yes.
Out of men.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus, he didn't even stay with grave clothes on. Sometimes we so bound down. We still, Jesus, we say the Lord did something good for us. He saved us. He sanctified us. You know how we give our pretty little testimony. He filled us with the Holy Ghost. We fire baptized. We speak in tongues. But we still walk around with our grave clothes on.
Amen.
We still bound up.
Hallelujah.
Once Jesus saved you, you're no longer an old man. You are a new man.
Hallelujah.
And you shall come out of your grave clothes.
Yes, Lord.
And get to work.
Hallelujah.
Get to work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's work for you to do, church.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're middle-aged. I don't care if you're young. I don't care if you're little. Jesus said, carry on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He commissioned you.
Amen.
You don't have to go to Bible college. Did he tell, did he say, read that verse again, Cedria?
And when
Hallelujah. Verse 21.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you.
Read that again.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace unto you, as my Father had sent me, even so sent I you.
Read that. Even so I sent you.
Even so sent I you.
Amen.
He'll say, I want you to go to Bible college. I want you to go to seminary. I want you to do this. He said, guess what? You've been hanging out with me for a long time. So that means you are equipped. You are well able. So now I come back to say I release you into the playing field. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 And when he said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Verse 21 says, even so I sent you. Verse 22 says, and when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all missing some good stuff in here on Thursday night. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're talking about a Holy Ghost experience. We're talking about a Pentecost experience. Hallelujah, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But see, you can try to go out there on your own. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you can't do much. Amen.
Amen.
And see, Jesus knew that. That's why the Bible says, and he breathed on them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is needed in order to continue. Hallelujah. So he said, I breathe on you. Breathe on you this morning. It may look dumb, but God got some work for you to do.
Hallelujah.
I breathe on you the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I breathe the Holy Ghost on you.
Hallelujah.
I breathe the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
On you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We got a lot of people sitting right here in the midst of us today that are just like Thomas. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Thomas was one of the disciples that wasn't with the group of disciples that met Jesus, that Jesus came and gave them his peace and breathed the Holy Ghost on them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They begin to tell Thomas all the things that they have seen. And Thomas said, still, I won't believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Except I see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger in the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side. Thomas say simply, guess what? In other words, I harden my heart.
Yes.
And that's what you do today. When you hear the word of God and you still don't believe it, you just close up your heart to Jesus. You close your mind to Jesus. And you say, Jesus, I don't believe none of this. It ain't nothing but hocus pocus to me. Hallelujah. Even though I come to church, even though I sit in the midst and I hear the word of God going forward, and I've been brought to church since a little girl and a little boy, and still I don't believe. They're going to have to work some signs for me. They're going to have to work some wonders for me. They're going to have to call my name. They're going to have to do this, and they're going to have to do that until I believe. Hallelujah. Still today. Hallelujah, we have many that don't believe. You see your mama done change. You know your mama used to be on drugs. You know your mama didn't live a clean life. You see your brother change. You see your neighbor change. You see change in your girlfriend, in your boyfriend. Everybody around you get saved. And you still the only one. Well, I don't believe. And homeboy telling you he can't shoot up with you no more. Because he made Jesus his Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your homie done turned his back on the world. He ain't womanizing no more. And he telling you that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to him. And still, you don't believe. Still, you don't believe. You know why? Because they see things with their regular eye, with their natural eye. They have no spiritual sight. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You better get you some eyes. I'm not talking about contact lens. Just to change the color from dark brown to blue. Jet black with blue eyes. I ain't talking about that kind of change. I'm talking about a spiritual, a radical change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the kind of eyes that you have to wait for the sale paper to come out, buy one, get one free.
Amen.
Contact lens.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about spiritual eyes.
Yes, Lord.
That you
to you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast not seen, thou hast not believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet believe.
Amen.
Some people today are like this. Only believe what they see. Seeing is believing to them. Now that's the carnal man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I submit to you today that we have two group of peoples in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Two group of people. We have the blessed people and we have the not blessed people. You know if you're blessed. I'm not talking about your job. I'm not talking about your hairdo this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not talking about your outfit this morning. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the true blessed people. How do you know who Hallelujah. Are the true blessed people?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The ones that Jesus said, they have not seen what you see, Thomas.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You got to understand, Lord. Thomas literally, emphatically touched the scars and the prints of Jesus' wounds. Amen?
Amen?
Now understand, earlier he told Mary, don't touch him. But here he allows Thomas to touch him. Because Thomas was a doubter. When you doubt, hallelujah, you block progress.
Amen.
When you doubt, amen. Amen. The Bible says, he that cometh to me must first believe. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He that cometh to me must first believe. Yes. And then he goes on to say that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Like missionary others with me today. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. I see y'all repeating that with me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. You're looking to be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
But like Jesus said, baby, you wasn't there to touch me. You wasn't there to literally fasten your eyes on it. But just because you believe
Amen.
In your heart
yes, Lord,
that all of these things transpired, you're more blessed with a man in a mansion. You're more blessed than the president of a corporation.
Hallelujah. Thank
you're more blessed than the person that have $1 million in the bank.
Hallelujah.
You see, they may have that, but they may not have Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Live long enough.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And you have come to terms to know that
yes,
Jesus is more than enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah. He's your El Shaddai. Hallelujah. He's your Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The God that provides.
Yes, Lord.
More than enough.
Yes,
hallelujah. I don't need a big bank account. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's fine and dandy. But whatever I need, my Bible tells me that my God shall supply all of my needs.
Hallelujah.
And people wondering,
yes,
evangelist, how you get what you get.
Yes, Lord.
But you don't have more money than they have.
Amen.
Because you're blessed of the Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You're highly favored.
Hallelujah.
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 Simply because you believe on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is written
yes,
that once you believe on Jesus, you know how sometimes they say, oh, the preacher trying to pump me up, trying to hype me up, but I didn't
times truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not even written in this book. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, verse 30, and many other signs. Hallelujah. In other words, this Bible can't contain everything that Jesus ever did on earth. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he left some of the signs that he did. Hallelujah. So that his disciples could know that they have the same power and the same ability. Because Jesus said, greater works that I did that you should do. Now you got to remember in the commission, he said, Lord, I gave you power, hallelujah, to lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and they shall recover, hallelujah. And if they have demons, hallelujah, you should be able to cast them out,
hallelujah.
You know what's wrong with the church right now? It's trying to cancel our demons. You can't cancel a demon. You got to cast them out. And Jesus knew that they were going to have fear. That's why he told them, I even gave you power to tread upon the scorpion and the serpent. And you can drink and eat any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt you. That's why. Because I commission you to go on and carry out the work they asked you to do. It shouldn't be no sick among us. Because that's why, Brother Marquis, he said, when you lay your hands on the sick, in Jesus' name, if you believe and you don't doubt, you should see, hallelujah, the sick healed. Hallelujah, you should see the lame walk.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And guess what, Sister Amelia? He told you, hallelujah, you should be able to see blind eyes open. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And y'all sitting here waiting for Jesus to return. Still looking in the grave. Still walking around with grave clothes on. When Jesus said to you missionaries, when you see people that's bound up with alcohol and all manner, hallelujah, demons, sexual demons, harmongous, hallelujah, lesbians, hallelujah, sexies, hallelujah, doctrine, hallelujah. He said he gave you the power to cast them out.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. And guess what?
Yes, Lord.
He know the naysayers and the soothsayers was going to be their missionaries. Hallelujah. They'll try to attack you. Hallelujah. Because he know you're doing a work for the Lord. Hallelujah. But guess what? God told me to tell you that you have the power to tread upon your enemies. Hallelujah. Put them under your feet. Put them under your feet. Hallelujah. 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 There's no time to let fear, false evidence that appear real, stop you from doing what God called you to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This today where we don't need to ask somebody if they want to receive the Holy Ghost. Just breathe on them. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, even as the Father has sent me, I have sent thee.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
O death, where is thy sting?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Whatever your vice may be.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus lost his blood. Hallelujah for your sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, she wouldn't need to catch some fresh air. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't stay defeated today.
Amen.
Some of you wrestling in your mind. Should you go all the way with Jesus? Go all the way with Jesus. You're living a life of defeat if you don't go all the way with Jesus.
Amen.
You're playing Russian roulette with your own life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say you come to celebrate Jesus this morning.
Amen.
I believe Jesus sent you at the right place.
Yes,
at the right time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you can make a change in your life today. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And resurrection literally means to stand up.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. You got to understand when a person is dead. They lay that body down.
Yes.
But when the anointing of Jesus come in,
hallelujah,
it caused that person to stand up.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord,
Lord
God.
God, that's the Greek word for Anastasia. Means to stand up. Hallelujah. The Latin word for resurrection is resuscitation. Why would you need to be resuscitated? Why would you need to be revived? Because it's like you lost your life. And you're on the brink of losing your life. And you need to be resuscitated. You need the Holy Ghost today.
Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Ghost to breathe on you today.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. You just heard that. Jesus told Thomas, he said, Thomas, you are blessed because you literally seen the work that I went through on the cross, that you may live, that you may defeat death, that you may defeat sin, that you may live again with me in paradise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But more blessed are they that never seen. Amen.
Amen.
And believe. And some of you say, I feel like I'm on my way out. I tried this and I tried that. But I need to be revived.
Amen.
You know who the Lord is talking to.
Amen.
If you need to be revived, this is your time to make your way down these aisles today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and get your life back.
Amen.
Come on and get your life back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know you need to trust in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One thing about the Holy Ghost.
Lord Jesus.
The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He ain't going to force you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You can stay there in your struggle all you want. But my Bible tells me that no man know the day or the hour that the Son of Man should appear. But he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
defeated death on the cross.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And you can defeat death today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
This is the best day.
Hallelujah.
Resurrection day.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
While the anointing for your life to turn around is here today. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus today. Come on and get revived in your life today.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Don't wait to get knocked down over your head. Don't wait to get in a coma.
Yes,
and expect somebody to come pray you out of it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't wait to get in an accident.
Yes.
Don't wait for AIDS to attack your body.
Yes, Lord.
Don't wait for cancer to creep in.
Yes,
don't wait to get evicted out of your house.
Yes, Lord.
Don't wait to lose your job.
Yes, Lord.
Don't wait to lose a loved one.
Yes, Lord.
Come on to Jesus now.
Yes, Lord.
That whatever crisis come in your life,
yes,
Jesus is there with you.
Glory
Jesus
God.
Is there for you. Because you know what? I hear the Holy Ghost say, sometime he'll move the pastor out of your way.
Hallelujah.
Sometime he'll move the evangelist out of your way.
Yes.
move the prophet out of your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Him move his servant out of your way. Hallelujah. While he's making himself available to you. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I heard a story about a young teenager yesterday. A frightened one. It was prom time. She grew up in the church, but she wasn't saved. You hear what I say? She grew up in the church, but she wasn't saved. You go to church all you want, but you got to get a personal relationship with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The pastor asked her to come to the altar and make an appointment with Jesus at the altar. And she said, Pastor, I can't do it today because this coming Friday is prom time and my date is the star of the football team. And you know what that means. That means I have to do something with him because I made a date with him. All the other girls wanted him and I got him. So I got to do what I got to do to keep him. And she said, Pastor, next Sunday I'll come and give my life to Jesus. But what happened? There was a leak in the place where the prom was taking place. Some type of gas field. And one of the school boys lit up a cigarette. And in the vapors, the gas from the cigarette. And this is a true story. It caused the place to burn down. And a lot of children lost their life. And since the pastor was a pastor of the community, they called him and said, be one of the pastors that come down and be able to comfort these people. The first body the pastor saw was the 17-year-old girl. And he said, come to Jesus. But she said, I got to get my groove on, Pastor. I got to have some sex with this guy to keep him.
Hallelujah.
The first body that the pastor saw dead.
Hallelujah.
I'm not begging with you no more. I'm not pleading with you no more. I did what the Lord has commanded. Amen.
Amen.
Come on and give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The blood is, your blood is not required on my hand. Hallelujah. I am free and clear.
Hallelujah.
My heart is free and clear with the Lord. Hallelujah. To take the whale to the horse to the whale. But you can't make him drink. Hallelujah.